Roger's word is a word for the hour. Mm-hmm. It is the hour for the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. Beware of men who bring miracles without fruit. Beware of men who do not display the fruit of the Spirit and yet display the miracle. Beware of men who emphasize what you do not have and yet do not show it in their own lives. Beware of the man that says that we do not pray enough and yet by his own life and by his own answers to prayer does not lead you into prayer. There are wolves around. They're going to emerge. When they see there's something worth getting hold of, when they see that there's been something born here, wolves are going to emerge and they're going to seek to lead the sheep away. And they'll do it either by deceit and by the use of miracle or by condemnation. This fellowship has already been saved from one such man as Roger has talked about 2-3 years ago. We refuse to open the door of this fellowship, and we refuse to open the door of all the fellowships that we were related to. In 3 weeks, I may have told you this before, in 3 weeks, that man had gone round other fellowships and there were 8 cases of immorality in 3 weeks. Why? Because the man had a powerful prophetic gift which covered up deceit in his heart. But Morris and myself smelt that man out, and we did not allow him through that door. So put your trust in your leaders. Amen. Put your trust in the household group leaders. Amen. We have opened the door to Roger. We believe that he is of the same spirit, that God has dealt with him. Young man though he is, God has laid ministry upon his heart. And as leaders, I just want to say this tonight, every one of us who lead in any way, as wives to our children, as husbands to our families, as local house group leaders to our groups, as elders to the fellowship, as ministries to the nation, we are the doors, just as Jesus was the door. And let us open ourselves up to the good that God is bringing. Let us always be ready to receive from outside, but let us beware of letting anything in. In 1946, Charles Price said, one of the best healing ministries that we've seen, he said that there was going to come a spate of miracles that would damage the body of Christ almost beyond repair. But after that, there would come a true awakening of God.
Yes.
That would be greater than anything that the church has ever seen. I believe we are being prepared for such a time as that. Not because we're anything, but because he is everything. And he is going to be manifested through us. Let's just say, Father, the hour is late. But we want to be delivered, A, from the pressure of having to stay when we know we ought to go. We want to be free to be able to leave a meeting. And we also want to be delivered from the tradition of having to finish at 10 o'clock, Lord. We want to be able to finish at 9, 10:45. So, Father, we thank you for this time tonight. We thank you for our brother's ministry. We receive it. We embrace it. And we ask that you will establish the doors of our homes, of our fellowships, that whole households may not be subverted by false teachers, but that we are truly covered in these days. Not smothered, Lord, but covered. Bless the elderships. Bless the husbands. Bless the wives. Bless the teenagers that are emerging into leadership of the young. Bless each and every one. Bless the musicians. Let them be doors. Bless the prophets. Bless the practical workers, Lord, that we each one might take up our place, and that in this way you might restore the supernatural element of the church. I know, Lord, we know, Lord, that it's the age of restoration. We're going to see it flooding in. We can't force it. We can't squeeze it out. We've tried, Lord, but you are restoring. The hour is coming. Hallelujah. When you're going to manifest your glory in your house. And we're not in it because of that, Lord. We're in it for the eternal blessing and joy of being with you. But we know you're going to manifest that power. So be with us now, we pray in Jesus' name. Consolidate what's been said.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.